Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are, unfortunately, not on Radio Row in Tampa. 27 straight years, it took a plague to keep me away from the 20th anniversary of that glorious night at Raymond James Stadium. We get down to Tampa right now. He is on Radio Row, and I guess, Brandon, I say we're doing this virtually. You're literally sitting on Radio Row, and you're the second guest. Randy Grimes came on, some of the usual suspects for my Radio Row pursuits, and it's a different kind of game, dude, right? I mean, you may have been to as many Super Bowls as me, Brandon Lang, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. The first thing you notice is the energy. There's just no energy in the room. No players walking through with their handlers. No eye candy running around. Everybody's got to wear masks. There's just, you can feel it. There's just, there's nothing.
How many people are there? Like, literally. Human beings, breathing people that wanted security, had the dog sniff their anus, the whole deal, right?
I would say the over-under.
And this is from a gambling man.
55.
55 people. End of the week. Wow.
Yep, on a Wednesday.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this, man. You've been handicapping forever and betting games and doing all this stuff. The pandemic, once sports started, did people really bet more? Was it a heavier year? Did people bet more money, more and everything? Or did it stop for a while and just, is it back to normal to some degree?
Oh, no. It soon as sports started, people start betting.
Ever or just as usual, I would say?
I would say the traffic on my website was more than ever, really. And it's been a great year. I mean, granted, once we get used to watching the games with no fans, that's a whole nother thing. But the product itself has been great. But I will say this, that this game between KC and Tampa Bay might be the Super Bowl by name, but it feels more like a regular season game. The Chiefs are coming in on Saturday. There's been no media, no team sequestered. No, it's just, it has the feel of just another regular season game. The hype has been peeled back because of COVID. So that's the feel on Radio Row, is that there's just no excitement or energy behind it. I think this pandemic has really taken a lot out of it. Like you said, you're not here.
I didn't even strongly consider it because I didn't think anybody else would be there. And then my team was still playing 2 weeks ago, right? So all of a sudden, you know, I took my flight that I didn't use for Nashville and moved it to Tampa and thought, well, if they're there, I'll come in on Friday. You know, I'll go to Burns or I'll make it like a regular weekend and just come down there. But I never thought that the usual yellow jackets and all of that would be doing it in a normal way. I never even considered coming down there, Brandon.
No. So you did the right thing. And at the end of the day for me, I still have to handicap Super Bowl winner number 7 in a row and try to get to 26-3 for my career. So that doesn't change. My approach doesn't change. Me breaking down what I think going to happen in this game, a game I've had a great feel for, doesn't change. So, you know, there's some keys here that I see that every year people say, man, you've hit 6 in a row. You're 25-3. What's your secret? I keep it simple. It comes down to what team A is going to do, what team B is going to do, and who I think is going to do it better. Last year came down to who do I trust, Mahomes or Jimmy Garoppolo? That's it. That's year before that.
I forgot Garoppolo was in the game last year. You know, I have to really think about, you know, the losing quarterback. You don't think much about Jared Goff so much, or even Matt Ryan.
No.
Even though he was winning, right?
And you bring up Jared Goff. The year before that, it was Jared Goff versus Bill Belichick. I'm a old Belichick. Year before that, Philadelphia, New England. Worst defense Belichick ever brought to the Super Bowl. I wouldn't lay in more than 3. I took the dog. Dog went outright. So in this Super Bowl here, you ask yourself one question. Which quarterback do you trust to play great football for 60 full minutes?
Both. These are the two. There's no question we got the two best quarterbacks, right? Old, young. This is a great game. And I thought the number was, I don't want to say it was wrong, but I was a little shocked because Kansas City's the better team here, right? There's very little There's no doubt about that. Now, who's going to be better on Sunday? But Kansas City's been the better team.
Well, they've won 25 of their last 26 games going back to last year. They're 25-1. Now, let me go back to what I said. You look at Tom Brady's 9 Super Bowl performances with the New England Patriots. He didn't score one first quarter touchdown in any of those 9 Super Bowls. Slow starter. The only Super Bowl where Tom Brady has really played well the entire 60 minutes, Philadelphia, threw for over 500 yards. He was garbage for 3 quarters against Atlanta, threw the pick 6. He was really bad against the Rams pretty much for the entire game. 6-3, missed open receivers.
He also didn't have good players around him. And, you know, like, there's a little bit of that Elway thing at the end for him the last few years. He didn't have great teams. Just the fact that I'm not sure he's got a great team right now, right? Like, he's in the Super Bowl with a team that if Jamarcus was still there, or excuse me, Jameis Winston was still there, they might have been 7-9 or 6-10. And they certainly wouldn't have had to cast the characters around that he's brought in. I mean, the importation of Gronkowski, of Sue, of Antonio Brown, it really is an amazing, and they're playing in their home stadium. I don't know if that's going to matter, but.
It doesn't. So if the defensive line of Tampa Bay can't get to Mahomes, they score 40. If the defensive line of the Chiefs can't get pressure on Brady, they could score 40. So to me, this is the hardest Super Bowl in the world, which is why the point spread's 3. It's a tight number. And Vegas is not moving it off 3. So if you want to take the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they'll make you buy the half point to 3.5 and spend 130. If you want to buy the Chiefs down to 2.5, you're going to have to spin the 130. That line is not going to move off 3. I'm almost 100% positive that it's going to stay right there on 3.
Well, so, it's been right. I mean, obviously from the beginning, right? We're 2 weeks into this. It's the right number, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's you know, you break down those matchups. And at the end of the day, here it is on Wednesday. I don't know. I didn't struggle last year. Last year, I had 2 easy, peaceful weeks. I was on the Chiefs over Garoppolo for 2 weeks. I went to bed last night. I was on Tampa Bay. I'm taking the 3.5, and this game's going to go right down the wire. I woke up this morning. I go, you just can't go against this Chiefs offense. They were down 9-0 to Buffalo. You blinked. It was 21-9. That quick. In a 7-minute span, it was 21-9.
It'll be interesting to see from a coaching standpoint here, Arians and Reed two weeks, you know, home cooking, practicing in your own facility, doing all that. Tampa as well, good weather, the whole deal. I really think this is going to be a great football game. I hope we have a 3-point football game. I hope you're nervous you're going to lose all your money, Brandon Lang. You know, but I think at 10 o'clock on Sunday night, this is a good game. This isn't 2 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns. It's going to stay tighter than that.
And I'll tell you this much. It is supposed to rain on Sunday as well. So that throws a massive wrench in this game as well. If it gets sloppy and rainy and both these quarterbacks are trying to throw a wet football. So a lot of intangibles in this one, big fella.
Oh, I like that. It's a Jimmy the Greek term. That's a good handicapper term. Brandon Lang is here. You've seen the movie. I'm sure your website, you're doing stuff here. But you know, when this ends, what then happened? College basketball, I mean, all of that's still out there for folks who like to gamble. And the one thing I was going to say to you, gambling's gotten easier than ever, right? In many states and apps, the whole deal from where, you know, when you were a younger guy, it was a little bit more on the sly, you know, it's everywhere. Everyone's talking about it. I mean, I had Matt Burke coming on here with it this week. I mean, spokespeople, the game, the sport, they're playing football out in Vegas. By the way, Brandon, the Ravens play in Vegas this year. And I've told everyone that if I can go to that game and have a normal, semi-normal Vegas trip, I will consider 21 to be a good year.
You come out to Vegas, I'm taking you to my favorite restaurant. Deal?
I want to know what the restaurant is. I mean, what are we eating, man?
No. Just trust me.
What am I ordering? You're taking me for sushi, right?
Steak.
Steak. All right. Fair enough. That's good.
I'm taking you to Sugarfish for next year's Super Bowl when you come to L.A.
Which one? Santa Monica? Where are we going, man? Tell me.
Santa Monica.
Where's Radio Row going to be next year? They're going to move us downtown to the convention center? It must be, right?
No way. It's too far from the stadium. It's too far from the city.
They'll have us in Inglewood. Inglewood, always up to no good.
No, there's a nice spot in Santa Monica that they could put us in Santa Monica. They could put us. You could stick us at Loyola Marymount. Yeah, there's a lot of great places that other than downtown LA. Trust me.
They need a convention center.
LA is going to do it right, bro. I'm telling you, they're not going to put us downtown. It's too much traffic to get to the stadium.
I hope it's normal. You know what I mean? I hope you and I can go get some sugarfish next year. You know, I mean, I really do. That's what it's called, right? Sugarfish. And that's your place, right?
Yeah. You said silverfish. Yeah. Sugarfish.
Sugarfish by Nassau. I said sugarfish. So. Silverfish are in books. Sugarfish is where I get tuna tataki. Brandon Lang is here. Give everybody your shot here this weekend. Let me know what you're doing out on your website. You've been handicapping football games for 3 decades now.
Yeah. BrandonLang.com. Probably tonight, Super Bowl winner number 7 in a row, and try to get the 26-3 for my career. So knock on wood, hopefully I get on the right side and Lady Luck smiles on me again. And we do your show next year live in LA, and I'm going for 8 in a row. So let's.
You make any money on Lamar this year? Or did you lose money on the Ravens? I mean, last year you were all hot and bothered because the Ravens just won, and then they spit up all over themselves. And this year, you know, probably a little better.
Yeah, they buried me. Against the Chiefs. They buried me on Sunday night at New England.
So you had a lot of confidence in them, and they let you down.
Yeah, they buried me. And then I took the Titans against them, and they covered the 3.5, buried me. But then I took Buffalo against them and got a little bit of my money back. So I didn't have a great year going with or against the Ravens because when I took them, they buried me. When I went against them, they covered. So,
dude, your line of work, you like consistency, right? That's where Mahomes and Brady are, right? Very consistent,
yeah.
Right? So you're literally betting on consistency. The Ravens were not consistent this year. They were not.
No, you're exactly right. So next year, let's hope it's better. Get Lamar some more weapons on the outside and let's let them make another run at this, beating the Chiefs next year.
Good to visit with you, brother. We'll send everybody out to watch the movie. We'll go Al Pacino and we'll give you some love at Brandon Lang. And hey, man, next season we'll bring you back on and do our thing. And hopefully we get these masks, we get a shot, we get sushi. I'll take you down to Manhattan Beach. We'll strand it out, get the binoculars out, watch the volleyball. We'll do it all right?
That's awesome. All right, buddy. Enjoy the game.
You think I haven't been to L.A.?
That's great. That's
come on. Stop, man. My buddy's going to put me up Manhattan Beach because he's got a big fix up there. I think I'm just going to crash here. But what I'm really trying to figure out is where Radio Row is going to be because that solves all my issues. So we got 51.5 weeks to worry about that, Brandon Lang, all right?
That's true.
Keep the faith. There he goes, Brandon Lang from a deserted Radio Row down in Tampa. I have abstained. I do miss Burnt Steakhouse, but I am happy Ryan Jensen's going to be in the game, and we'll see if they can win a football game on Sunday night. Bucks, Chiefs, Virtual Radio Row. I am Nestor. We are WNST.net, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.